BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Yes, got it. Come in.
Oh, Leonard, sorry. Oh,
David.
No, I didn't realise you were getting dressed.
Oh, I assumed you were Jill. She told me to wait for her before trying to dress, but I thought I'd at least attempt to put my trousers on.
Oh.
Oh, it's that button at the top that's defeating me. Oh, if only this cast would allow me to use my thumb.
Well, maybe you should wait for Mum, then.
Oh,
Ruth sent me up with a coffee for you.
Oh.
Should I,
Please, just pop it on the bedside table.
Sure.
That's very kind. I do appreciate you letting me stay. You were quite right. I would have struggled at home on my own.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm sure once I'm less sore, I won't find things as difficult. Oh, thought I had it then.
Well, we'll just have to see.
Indeed. For the time being, I'm just going to have to accept being looked after.
Right. Well,
thanks for agreeing to help me pack up the bungalow.
Sorry, what?
Jill said you'd take me over there this morning.
Oh, well, she's not said anything to me.
Well, maybe I got the wrong end of the stick. But Jill did say you'd be happy to help. I'm going to need more than a pair of pyjamas and one change of clothes.
Yeah, of course, but
and I don't like leaving the place empty without closing it up properly. I'm sure it won't take that long.
Ah, here she comes now. Lindy, Kirsty's just been telling me about Gavin Moss's sudden reappearance.
Oh, really?
She thinks he may be sniffing around his father's old house.
Is that so?
Well, that was my first thought.
Monty, sit.
I'm not so sure now. I mean, he hasn't actually asked for any money.
No, he just gave you the same sob story he gave Alan. I wouldn't believe a single word.
I don't think Alan would have approached us if he didn't believe Gavin was genuine.
Yes, well, he has to think the best of people. It doesn't mean he couldn't have had the wool pulled over his eyes.
What did you make of Gavin when you saw him, Linda?
Me? When?
Robert said you bumped into him in the bus shelter.
Oh, yes, on Sunday. I can't say I really spoke to him.
Sorry if it's too sensitive.
No.
Well, anyway, I need to get to work.
Yes, you're at the rewilding site today, aren't you?
I am, yes. It was nice seeing you, though.
Yes, you too, Kirsty. Bye.
Bye.
Right, did you get everything you needed from the shop? Shall we head home? Lindy, are you okay? Ever since you got back from the Christmas market yesterday, you've seemed a bit...
No. I'm fine. Honestly, Robert.
Right. Well, I think that's everything I need from the bathroom.
Fine. Just stick it down next to the suitcase. I'll pack it once I've finished doing your clothes. What?
Nothing. It's just... I'd have folded the shirt first. It saves ironing them at the other end.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry. I'd do it myself if I could.
No, don't worry. You carry on gathering your stuff.
Oh, thank you. Slippers. Mustn't forget those. And, my dressing gown, of course. And David, would you mind if I brought my pillow with me?
Your pillow?
Yes.
But we do have our own. In fact, we bought nice new ones when we were using the spare room for the B&B.
I know, but this is one of those orthopaedic memory foam ones. I get back pain sometimes, and that's without falling off my bike.
Yeah, of course, Leonard. Whatever's going to make you more comfortable. Okay, bring whatever you need. What did Simon say when you got through to him?
Well, he was worried, of course. He even offered to fly over.
Did he?
But I told him not to.
Oh.
I didn't want to drag him all the way over from Singapore.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. He's your son.
I know. But he's only just started a new job heading up the risk management team. I'm not sure how impressed his bosses would be if he dropped everything to come and look after clumsy old me.
Maybe not.
Oh, I'll need some bedtime reading.
Yeah, but doesn't he work for one of those big, wealthy corporations? I mean, they must have other people.
I expect so. But I explained how well you're taking care of me. I can't expect him to fly halfway round the world.
Oh.
Goodness, that's quite a lot of stuff I'm bringing with me, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure it's all going to fit.
I think you're right. Good thing there's another suitcase in the loft. Would you mind fetching it?
Do you need a hand, Kirsty? Can I help you with those?
No, thanks. Nearly done, Linda. And watch yourself near the bank. Oh. The brook's running fast after the rain. There. Should be enough branches now.
Well, it does look a bit lively.
It's something the beavers' leaky dams would help with. Slowing up the brook when we've had a lot of rain.
Apologies for distracting you from your wildlife woodpile.
No worries. What can I do for you?
Well, it's concerning our conversation earlier. I couldn't say what I wanted to in front of Robert. He doesn't know, you see.
Sorry, Robert doesn't know what?
That I met Gavin yesterday.
Oh. Oh, I see.
To be brutally frank, well, he seemed utterly broken. Oh. I could be wrong, of course. It could be a ploy, but he seemed so full of remorse, and I think he just wants some sort of redemption. Well, I thought I should tell you, in case you're worried about his intentions.
Yeah. Thank you, Linda. Honestly, I felt the same way when I saw him.
You did?
I couldn't help feeling sorry for him. I don't know if that makes me a gullible idiot or just a bleeding heart.
No, it makes you a decent person.
So did you feel it too?
I pitied him. I'm not sure that's the same thing.
Even so, if you're able to feel that way, maybe he does deserve a second chance.
Oh, what about the back door? Have you checked that as well?
Yes, the back door, the windows, they're all locked.
Ah.
Now, unless there's anything else... Hold on, what's this?
It's my fiddle leaf fig. I decided I ought to bring it with me. It took some carrying, mind, with one hand.
But I thought your neighbour had agreed to water your plants.
Oh, she has. But fiddle leaves are notoriously high maintenance. You can so easily overwater them. Or underwater them.
Yeah, but...
I didn't want to burden Sheila with the responsibility.
No, fine, whatever. You might have to put it between your legs, though. We're running out of space in the car.
Well, that's okay.
Now, can I shut the front door?
Just one moment, let me think.
We've been here for over 2 hours.
Yeah, no.
I need to get back to the farm.
You switched the wall sockets off?
Yes.
And you pulled out the plugs?
As instructed.
And what about the bins?
They've been emptied. Honestly, Leonard, the house will be fine. Sheila's keeping an eye on it. Come on, let's go.
Lindy? Are you up here?
I'm in the bedroom, Robert.
Oh, here you are.
Did you have a nice time with Jim?
Yes. Thank you. We've spotted a couple of red wings. What are you up to? Is everything all right?
I'm fine. Just looking in the mirror. Robert, I'm afraid I've not been completely honest with you. There's something I need to confess.
Is it about going to see Gavin Moss yesterday?
How did you know?
It didn't take a genius to work it out.
Robert, I'm so sorry. I know how strongly you feel about Gavin. Please don't be angry.
I'm not.
I didn't want to deceive you.
I said I'm not angry, Lindy.
You aren't?
A little peeved, maybe, but then I thought, well, why would Lindy go behind my back if it wasn't really important to her? I was being selfish.
No, Robert, no.
I hadn't realised how much rage I was still holding on to. I wanted you to feel the same way, and... that wasn't fair of me. I'm your husband. I should have been there for you.
Well, not if it was too painful for you. I had Alan.
And? Was he right? Was seeing Gavin healing?
Well, it helped to hear him say he was sorry and to know he regretted what he'd done. Although,
Lindy. It's all right, it's all right.
I so wanted to forgive him, Robert. I thought if I could show him that grace, if I could say to myself it was over, but I just couldn't. I didn't hate him. I don't think he's wicked, but I can't forgive him either. Not when I have to look at these scars every day.
It's okay. I'm here. Don't worry. I got you.
Oh, dear. Oh, what a mess. As if I didn't look a fright already.
You look gorgeous, as always. You do. There are plenty of things I can't forgive Gavin Moss for, but your scars aren't among them. If anything, they remind me what a remarkable, brave, irrepressible woman I married. I'm just so lucky to still have you.
Oh, Robert, you are wonderful. I'm so lucky to have you too.
Leonard, just leave them there.
Oh. Honestly, Jill, I'm sure the creases will drop out. David did his best to fold them neatly.
I'm not having you wear shirts like that.
But you don't have to do it.
Now, go and put your feet up. Oh. I'm just going to wait for this shortbread to cool down.
Ah, David.
Hi.
Did you get everything done that you needed to?
Well, just about. There's some guttering I wanted to repair, but it's too dark now. Just have to wait till tomorrow.
Ah.
Leonard. Mm-hmm. I told you to go and sit down.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm going.
Have David's chair.
Oh.
That's all right with you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, fine. Mum, what are all Leonard's shirts doing here? He's not making you iron them, is he?
David.
For goodness sake, he'll be bringing down for room service next. I've already spent half a day being his manservant. I mean, this isn't a 5-star hotel.
That's enough. It was me who insisted on ironing his shirts.
Oh, I see.
I know it's another thing on your plate, David. Leonard is very special to me. He's given me so much I never expected to have. Making him at home now is the very least we can do.
Mum, sorry, I didn't mean to be short-tempered. I'm sorry, of course Leonard is welcome.
Good.
Now, go on, go and keep him company. I'll bring the tea and biscuits through.